Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program Wives of the Prophets. And we are discussing about the wife of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyidatuna Bilqis Rahmatullahi Alayha. We've already covered up until when Sulaiman alayhi salam sent a letter to Queen Bilqis, and then what was the reaction of Queen Bilqis in response to that letter, and what consultation took place between her and the ministers of her kingdom in regards to that very letter. Now, the opinion of the ministers also came before Queen Bilqis, and she also informed them of her own opinion as well. And then it came to a point where Queen Bilqis wanted to be sure whether Sulaiman alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah Almighty or is he only a king. So to establish this fact, she sent a few presents, a few gifts in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and she knew that if Sulaiman alayhi salam was the prophet of Allah, then he will not accept the gifts and he will only be content upon the fact that they embrace faith upon their true religion and upon Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam and upon Allah Almighty. And if Sulaiman alayhi salam accepts gifts and presents sent by Queen Bilqis, then she would understand that he is just a king and not a prophet. And at that point, she had decided that if he accepts the gifts, then it will be determined that he is not a prophet of Allah, then we will engage in a war with him. But if he refuses to accept the gifts, then we will realize that he is a prophet of Allah Almighty and we will not fight a war against him and will not wage a war against him. Inshallah, today we will continue our discussion and see what happened after Queen Bilqis sent those presents in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and what exactly those presents were and what was the reaction and response of Sulaiman alayhi salam to those presents when they reached the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But before that, let's listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that he who recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 100 mercies upon him. And he who recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 1,000 mercies upon him. And he who recites salat upon me even more than that, out of love and devotion, then I will be his intercessor and witness on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, what a wonderful, amazing honor would this be, that the person who will be blessed with this gift, with this reward, with this privilege, for whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam becomes intercessor on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. And one can achieve this, one can attain this by sending salawat upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with love and devotion as much as he can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, now Queen Bilqis, she prepares her bearer, she gets her envoy ready to be sent in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam with all the presents and gifts. And what did she send through her envoy to Sulaiman alayhi salam? It is stated that she sent 500 servants, 500 maid servants who were wearing the finest of the garments, and they had the finest of the jewelry, and they had the finest of the rides. In addition to this, she also sent 1,000 gold and silver bricks and also several crowns that were embedded with jewels. And in addition to this, she also sent fragrance of musk and ambergris, etc., to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. So these were the presents and gifts that were sent in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. In the midst of all this, the woodpecker, he was seeing all this, he was observing all this, and he came in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam and informed him of this entire account. Now listening to this, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam commanded to lay down golden and silver bricks in an open field up to a distance of 27 miles. And to the right and left of it, he commanded for the most beautiful of the animals of the land and the animals of the seas to be present over there, and the children of Jinnat to be present in, at the right and left of it. Now, the time came when this envoy, this bearer of Queen Bilqis reached the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And after all this, after presenting all these presents in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, what response Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam gave to him? This has been mentioned in verse number 36 of Surah An-Naml in these words.
قَالَ أَتُمِدُّونَنِ بِمَالٍ فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ بَلْ أَنتُم بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ.
Translation from Kunz al-Iman, said Sulaiman, do you help me with wealth? So what Allah has bestowed upon me is better than what He has given you. Rather, it is you who rejoice at your worldly gift. Meaning that, and you people become pleased and happy upon receiving gifts from one another. Neither do I receive any happiness, any joy over worldly gain, nor am I in need of it. Nor am I in any need of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much, which He has not given to others. And in addition to that, He has also blessed me, granted me the religion and prophethood. So this is the response that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam gave to the envoy of Queen Bilqis, highlighting the fact that it is the worldly people who become boastful and arrogant and happy and joyful upon receiving worldly gains. We, the people of Allah Almighty, neither become happy or joyful upon receiving worldly gains, and neither are in any need of it. They solely rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what Allah Almighty grants them, blesses them with. And this was the case over here as well, when Sulaiman alayhi salam mentioned how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him. And in addition to that, Allah Almighty had also blessed him with prophethood as well. So after this, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam commanded the Amir, the leader of this envoy, whose name was Mundhir bin Amr, to return. And how this has been mentioned in the Holy Quran? It has been mentioned in the following verse, verse number 37 of Surah An-Naml, in these words.
يَرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمْ فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّةٌ وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ.
Translation from Kunzul Iman. Return to them with these gifts and tell them, so we shall definitely bring upon them such an army that they will have no power to challenge. And we shall certainly drive them out of that city in disgrace. They will be utterly humiliated in this way. So this is what Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said to the Amir, the head of this envoy, and for him to return to Queen Bilqis and pass this message of Sulaiman alayhi salam on to her. And through this, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam meant that return to Queen Bilqis with these presents, with these gifts, and if Queen Bilqis, along with her nation, does not come in my court being submissive to me, then the consequence of it would be that we will bring such an army to them that they would possess no power to fight. And then we will definitely, we will certainly expel them off their city Saba, humiliating them, degrading them, and they will be severely disgraced and humiliated. So this is what Sulaiman alayhi salam, he said to the leader, the Amir of the caravan, of that envoy, to return with to Queen Bilqis. Now, GBS of Madani channel, when this bearer, this envoy of Queen Bilqis, he returned and reached Queen Bilqis and explained him the entire situation, relayed the entire account that took place with Sulaiman alayhi salam, then Queen Bilqis, she said that indeed, certainly, he, meaning Sulaiman alayhi salam, is a prophet of Allah, and we possess no power to fight him. Now what did Queen Bilqis do was that she kept her throne, the majestic throne, in one of her seven palaces, the last of the palaces. Over there she kept her throne, protected and saved, and locked all the doors. And after that, she started to get ready to present herself in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, so that she could obey him and embrace faith upon him. So she prepared a very large group of people and she left for Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now when Queen Bilqis was on the way to present herself in the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and when there was only a distance of around 3 miles left, then Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said that, "O courtiers, who amongst you can bring the throne of Queen Bilqis to me?" Before this, that they, meaning Queen Bilqis and her nation, they come to me, they present themselves in my court. So Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam is asking amongst his courtiers over here, which also includes the jinns and the humans, that who amongst you can bring me the throne of Queen Bilqis before they arrive in my court? And keep in mind, dear viewers of Madani channel, that Queen Bilqis is very near, is very close to reaching the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. She is only 3 miles away. And now Sulaiman alayhi salam is making this announcement that who amongst you can bring her throne to me before that she arrives over here. And the purpose of Sulaiman alayhi salam behind this was that he could show the signs of Allah Almighty to Queen Bilqis and establish a proof over his prophethood to Queen Bilqis when she arrives there and sees her throne to be present in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, which she had preserved in the last of her palaces out of the seven palaces, and she had locked it and she had also appointed guards over it. So he alayhi salatu wasalam, he wanted to present the proofs of his prophethood, establish the proofs of his prophethood upon Queen Bilqis and show her the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of us, they've stated that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to alter, make some small alterations in the throne of Queen Bilqis so that he could test her intellect, her wisdom, as to whether she would be able to recognize her own throne or not. This is also what some of the Mufassirun, they have stated. Now, when Sulaiman alayhi salam made this announcement, then one of the jinns, he said that, "I can bring the throne in your court before you end this assembly, this gathering where you sit to make decisions." So before you conclude this gathering, before you end this assembly, I will bring this throne in your court before that. And I possess power over bringing the throne in your court, and I'm trustworthy, I am reliable over the jewels that are embedded in the throne of Queen Bilqis. Upon this, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam said that, "I want the throne of Queen Bilqis to arrive in my court even before that." Now regarding this gathering, regarding this assembly, it is stated that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam used to conduct a gathering, an assembly from the morning till the afternoon, in which he would make decisions upon different matters. So it was this very assembly which the jinn was referring to, that "I will bring the throne before you conclude this very assembly of yours." And to this, Sulaiman alayhi salam said that, "I want the throne of Queen Bilqis to arrive my court even before this." Now upon this, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that I will bring the throne of Queen Bilqis in your court before the blinking of the eye. All of a sudden, before the blinking of the eye, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought the throne of Queen Bilqis in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, this entire account has been mentioned in verses 38 to 40 of Surah An-Naml in these words.
قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ قال عفريت من الجن أنا آتيك به قبل أن تقوم من مقامك وإني عليه لقوي أمين قال الذي عنده علم من الكتاب أنا آتيك به قبل أن يرتد إليك طرفك فلما رآه مستقرا عنده قال هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني أأشكر أم أكفر ومن شكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن ربي غني كريم.
Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Said Sulaiman, O members of my chamber, which one of you can bring me her throne before this, that they come in my respected court submitting? An extremely evil jinn said, I will present their throne in your respected court before this, that your highness terminates this assembly, and I am indeed powerful and trustworthy upon it. He who had knowledge of the book submitted that I will present it in your majesty's court before the blink of an eye. When he then saw it placed next to him, Sulaiman said, this is from the favors of my Lord, so that he may test me whether I give thanks or I am ungrateful. And whosoever gives thanks, so he only gives thanks for his own good. And whoever is ungrateful, so my Lord is ever independent, possessor of all excellences. So this is how this account has been mentioned in these verses of the Holy Quran. The dear viewers of Madani channel, when we talk about this very account and these very verses of the Holy Quran, it also shows us the authority, the power of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi, as he was a minister, he was a wali of the nation of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he said that I will bring the throne of Queen Bilqis in your court before the blinking of the eye, he didn't ask Sulaiman alayhi salam that where exactly is the throne of Queen Bilqis situated? Which country is it in? What is the location of the throne of Queen Bilqis? Rather, all of a sudden, before the blinking of the eye, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought the throne of Queen Bilqis in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. This was the authority and power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi. He knew where the throne was. It was hidden in last of the palaces, and guards were appointed over all those palaces, and all the doors were locked. And it wasn't a small throne, it was such a massive throne which was embroidered, which is embedded with jewelry. But upon the command of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Asif bin Barkhiya rahmatullahi alayhi, he brought that throne in the court of Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salam before the blinking of the eye, without even asking him what is the location of the throne, where exactly it is situated. So this shows us that how powerful and authoritative the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. So if this is the grandeur and authority of a wali of the nation of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, then imagine the authority and power that would be granted to a wali of the nation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That would of course be even superior to the awliya of previous nations. If Asif bin Barqiyah rahmatullah alayhi had this power and authority, then imagine the power and authority Hazur Sayyidi Ghawth al-Azam rahmatullah alayhi would have. Hazur Sayyidi Ghawth al-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi would possess. Just imagine. And then if this is the state of the power of a wali of the nation of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the power, the authority, the rank that our master, the master of the universe, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he himself would possess. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the verses of the Holy Quran also highlight the authority and the power of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should have utmost love and reverence for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are not ordinary people. Me and you cannot bring a throne from another location, from even next door. We can't bring it within the blinking of the eye. We'll obviously need a manpower, go over there, pick it up, and then bring it. And when we talk about another country which is thousands of miles away from there, it is literally impossible for us unless we don't bring it through a courier service. But Sayyidina Asif bin Barqiyah rahmatullah alayh, subhanallah, as mentioned in the Quran, we come to know that within the blinking of the eye, by making dua through Ismi Azam, brought the throne of Queen Bilqis in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always respect and honor the awliya of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remain associated with them throughout our lives. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we've covered up to where Queen Bilqis is on the way to reach the court of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and Asif bin Barqiyah rahmatullah alayhi, he brings the throne of Queen Bilqis in the court of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. What happens next? What happens after this? To find out, please join us again in our next episode of our program, Wives of the Prophets. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wives of the Prophets in Islam. Wives of the Prophets in Islam. Wives of the Prophets in Islam. Wives of the Prophets in Islam.